Aus Chapter und Mishnah 8, Yehuda ben Taba, Vishimon ben Shatach, Kiblumahem. So the next pair, and he brings over here quite a, you know, interesting background, the Karti, that these two were at the time of King Yana, who killed the leading sages of Israel at that time. But his wife was Shlomis, who hid Shimon ben Shatach, who was her brother. And he came out of hiding and returned to the Sanhedrin at a certain point. And then he also brought back Yehuda ben Taba, who had fled to Egypt. And the two of them, you know, like focused really on reinstituting the courts and the authority of the courts, etc. So you'll see both of their teachings have got to do with being a judge and courts and witnesses, etc. So Yehuda ben Taba, Oymer, he says, Altas atzmacha ka'orche hadayanim, do not conduct yourself like the counsels, meaning when you're a judge in a case, don't be like the attorney. You mustn't act and instruct the litigants, etc. You're the judge, you're supposed to be impartial, independent. So don't act like an attorney when you're the judge in the case. When the litigants are standing before you, they should be like as if they're guilty in their eyes. In other words, remain critical, you know, have a critical attitude towards them, really check them out, etc. But then, kashniftra milfanecha, when they finish, you know, when they depart after the judgment and it's been handed down, etc., yubanecha kazakin, they should be innocent in your eyes, kashikibalaim es hadin, as soon as they have accepted the judgment. So when you've got them both in the case, you like treat them as if they're both wicked, right? Mm. But once the judgment has been handed down, if they accept the judgment, then you should look at them as if they are innocent now, and judge them favorably after that.